It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and you can actually join the conversation there as well. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me this morning, we're joined by Katie Childers. Katie is with Panera Bread. We're also joined by Jan Middleton with the Pink Ribbon Girls. It's our pleasure to welcome back both Katie and Jan to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, ladies. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you.
Doing wonderful. Thanks for having us.
All right. So let's start with you, Katie. Now, this is a big time of year for you guys. And first of all, before we get into that, let's talk about what's new at Panera. And I know one of the things that I'm really into at Panera is those new bowls that you guys have out.
Yes.
And I was obsessed with that. After work on Friday, I had to go and get one of those bowls. They're really good. And I get the, I think I get a Santa Fe.
Yeah, there's a Baja.
Yeah.
The Baja chicken.
That is exactly what I get. I love it.
Yeah, you can definitely customize however you'd like. But yeah, we have two new grain bowls. They're delicious. There's the Baja and a Mediterranean. The Baja has black bean and corn salsa. The Mediterranean's got more of, you know, the healthy feel to it. You can get it with chicken or without. It's got the hummus, the cucumbers. It's so good.
It is very good. Like I said, I had it one Friday, and then the next Friday, I'm like, this is my Friday thing. And you get enough in this bowl.
Yes.
I mean, it's a complete meal.
Oh, it is. And it's good for you, too. It's very good for
you. Okay, yeah. We'll go with that
one. Yeah. We'll say it.
I'm just going for the taste of it, right? I'm just going to be
honest.
Hey,
it tastes good and it's healthy. That's even better.
That's a win-win right there. All right, so right now, this is a big time of year for you guys. October is a big time of year for you guys. Tell us about what you guys have going on.
So every October, we do our pink ribbon bagel, which we take our cherry vanilla bagel and flip it into the iconic pink ribbon. Kicked off last Tuesday, the 1st, and it's going through the 31st. And 10 cents from every bagel sold will go back to the Pink Ribbon Girls. Last year, we did over 47,000 bagels. We're hoping to double that this year. So,
double.
Yes,
wow.
Yes, we're hoping. So get out and buy your bagels.
Okay, and so every year, I like you guys to tell this story. I think it's really interesting. Tell us how this bagel got its start.
So one year, I think it was, this is the 18th year. So 2001, I would say, I guess if my math is correct, there was in one of our franchise locations, there was a lady who had breast cancer and she wanted to do something just in her own, you know, in her own franchise store, one little store. So she started flipping the cherry vanilla bagel into the ribbon and asked if she could purchase them and then sell them for to give back to breast cancer organizations. And ever since then, it just kind of grew from there. And now it's nationwide. The money stays very local. So each market has their own partner, although we are partnering with Pink Ribbon Girls in Cincinnati, Dayton, and Columbus. But the money stays local, and it's, you know, 18th year. It's been a success for breast cancer organizations.
Okay, I think you mentioned this, but let's talk more about this. How much money have you guys been able to raise over the years for this campaign?
So just as Cavelli Enterprises, we've been able to raise over $6 million in the last 6 years. So it's a pretty successful campaign for breast cancer organizations.
Okay. And so let's talk about the impact that this Pink Ribbon Bagel has had on, you know, you're closing in on nearly a decade of support. Let's talk about the impact it's had on the breast cancer community.
So this has, you know, the $6 million that we've been able to raise has immensely impacted the communities that we're in. You know, we've been able to open new comprehensive breast care facilities. Up in Youngstown, we were able to purchase a mobile mammography unit that has 3D technology.
Wow.
So we can do mammograms right there on site. So that's really great. You know, different education outreach programs, life-saving research for advancements in cancer treatment, you know, and here locally with Pink Ribbon Girls, been able to feed meals and clean houses and things like that. So for people going through treatment. So it's just a great program.
And Katie, you guys are encouraging customers to take pictures of their bagels.
So we're encouraging if you do purchase your bagels or multiple bagels, take a picture with them and use the hashtag #MoreThanDough. because then we'll be able to see you with your pink ribbon and your pink ribbon bagel and celebrate with you.
Okay. So why was it important for Panera to support Pink Ribbon Girls? Because we know in every community, you guys stay local, every Panera, but you guys chose Pink Ribbon Girls. Why?
So Pink Ribbon Girls, you know, originated here in right up the road in Dayton. I think actually was founded in Cincinnati, I want to say. They're impacting the community that we are on the ground serving. So all of the pink ribbon bagels that we sell, we're being able to see the direct impact. You know, I have personal friends who have been impacted by what the Pink Ribbon Girls do, you know, feeding the meals, coming and cleaning their houses, doing all of the, you know, support and everything like that. That's why we support the Pink Ribbon Girls, because they're very local. All of the money goes into the Pink Ribbon Girls, and they directly give back to this community.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. More information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Just head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're speaking to Katie Childers. She is with Panera Bread. We're also speaking to Jan Middleton, and we'll bring Jan right in right now. She is with the Pink Ribbon Girls. So before we get into the Pink Ribbon Girls, you have a very personal story about how you became connected with the Pink Ribbon Girls. Why don't you share with us, if you will?
Sure, I'm happy to. I was diagnosed at the age of 39 with breast cancer. My family, we were new here to Cincinnati. My kids were 3 and 11, so we had no family in the area. We really didn't even know our neighbors. And our community really came around us, and I had neighbors show up and provide meals or ask if they could give kids, you know, rides or do play dates. And I think that's really what drove me to know that that was kind of my destiny, that I needed to find a way to pay that back if I survived, right? When you're diagnosed, you don't know what your long-term journey is going to be, but I knew if I survived, I had to find a way to pay it back.
Okay. And did you have a family history?
Yes. My mom is actually a two-time survivor. Mm-hmm. So she was diagnosed when I was 30, and then I was diagnosed at 39. And
really?
Then a few years later, she was diagnosed again. Thank God she's doing well. Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed early stage both times. So thankfully, we're both doing well and thriving.
Okay, good. And so when you're 39 and you're impacted, you get the diagnosis. Is that something you think, okay, this happens to, you know, older women, not
correct
me, right?
Correct. And yeah, you're not supposed to get breast cancer prior to menopause. It's supposed to be your grandmother's disease.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, we are seeing women be diagnosed earlier and earlier. We have served women in their 20s, mm-hmm, that we see, and I thought being diagnosed, on the other hand, I kept thinking, well, I'm 39. That means I'm healthier. That means, you know, I have a better chance of beating it. And actually, the doctors were very honest with me and said, typically, the younger you are when you're diagnosed with breast cancer, the more aggressive. Mm. So that was the difference between my mom's cancer and my cancer, is that mine was very, very aggressive. My mom's was very, very slow growing. So she didn't have to do chemotherapy. And yet I did have to do chemotherapy.
Okay. And so that is kind of a special bond, I'm sure, that you and your mom share.
It was really an interesting experience. You know, she said it was harder for her to see me go through it, that she, you know, she would have taken that away in a minute. I think it was. And then when she recurred and I went up after her surgery and took care of her, knowing I had those same scars after mastectomy and things like that, it was really, really a difficult thing to watch. But I'm thankful that we were able to support each other.
Okay. And so tell us about the Pink Ribbon Girls. After your diagnosis and after your recovery, you decided to hook up with the Pink Ribbon Girls. Tell us why you decided to support this organization and what they do.
Okay. So I was looking for peer support, you know, after I had gone through it, and I was looking for other women that were maybe in the same stage of life as me. And, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you just need to get over it, right? Treatment's done. Get over it and move on. And that's hard to do. Our treatments, you know, are better today than they were years ago, but they come with lifelong side effects. And there's emotional issues, all of those things. And so I knew I needed peer support, and I found that with Pink Ribbon Girls. And then after that, Pink Ribbon Girls then started to provide these free direct services. And that led them to evolve into what we are today. So we are an organization that provides free meals, house cleaning, rides to treatment, peer support, and education for anyone battling breast cancer, and then also any of the women's gynecological cancers. Those were added a couple years ago, which we're really proud of that, to be able to serve women battling ovarian, uterine, endometrial cancer, any of those, that we've been able to pull them into what we call the PRG family and serve those families completely free, that there are no income requirements. If someone lives within one of our service areas, they're eligible for these services.
Okay, and why are these services so important? Explain to us why these are so important, because, you know, when we think of breast cancer and cancer in general, you know, we might think of some other supports that you may need, but you get down to the house cleaning and things like that. Why is that so crucial?
So with many cancer organizations, you'll hear about that they're awareness organizations or they're research. And so people kind of look at us and go, well, wait a minute, what are you doing? And and it's very different. Like today, I can't tell you of another organization in the country that is doing what we're doing. And so our founder was, she's also a survivor. And through her experience, she was able to see that not everyone has that network. And if you don't have support, you don't have help for those essential daily needs, that really is hard on your treatment, on you emotionally. And we know that cancer patients do better when they feel supported. And we know that, especially here in Cincinnati, there are a lot of people that don't have a way to even get to treatment. And the hospitals are able to do things like bus passes, rides, things like that. But, you know, I always say, think about on a January day, if you had to get up and go to chemotherapy and you had to walk two blocks to the bus stop and there's a blizzard, will you do that or will you possibly miss that treatment? Whereas with Pink Ribbon Girls, our driver is going to pull up to the front door in a warm car, be waiting for you, get you to treatment. You're not feeling well when you come out. They're going to be sitting at the front door to take you home. That's support. That makes that person feel like they're part of our family. And again, we have people that we serve that have no family in the area. You think a lot of us today don't live near our families. And so an older person may be diagnosed and not have any family in the area, and Pink Ribbon Girls becomes their family. Or if someone's younger, right? When we serve young women that have children and their husbands travel for work and, you know, they're trying to just manage those type things and a cancer diagnosis comes crashing into their world, we're able to have those meals for them. That, I mean, even for me, I can remember my daughter coming home at 3 years old and I was exhausted. And she would be like, what's for dinner? What's for dinner? And I just wanted to go to bed. You know, so to have a delicious meal in the freezer that you can pull out, something for everybody in the family that they'll enjoy and know that you're taking care of your family. We want to do that. And it's hard to be able to say, I can't do this. It's hard to ask for help. And we make it really easy for us to step in and just say, we're here for you and we want to support you.
And again, in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're talking to breast cancer survivor Jan Middleton. Jan is with the Pink Ribbon Girls. Also in the studio with us is Katie Childers. She is with Panera Bread. Now, beyond what Katie mentioned earlier today, how will the money raised through this partnership with Panera Bread, how will it be used, Jan?
So I heard a number just through September of this year. We have already shipped over 80,000 meals for 2019 for our families.
Wow.
And there's no way we could do that without the support of partners like Panera. When a partner says, I want to work with an organization where the money stays local, that I know is impacting local families, their customers, even some of their employees, we have no doubt, right, that there is somebody within that Panera organization that we are helping or have helped. And so when we're able to do that, just to give you an example, in 2018, we did 86,000 meals, 4,800 rides, and 2,500 house cleanings. So with each of those services, obviously come invoices, right? It's a financial, it's a large financial wheel is what I call it, that as soon as we provide that service, the invoices come in. And we have great partners that try to do it as competitively as possible for us. But those are very expensive things to do when compared to saying you're an organization that does awareness, right? Because awareness, you know, you can ebb and flow kind of as you have the money or you have partners. But we do this 52 weeks a year, every week, we're there for our families.
Now, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Jan, what's your message, being a survivor yourself? What's your message as we begin this month and as we talk about breast cancer?
Probably my personal message is always, you have to be your own health advocate. Nobody can advocate better for you. If you have not made your appointment for your annual exam, I hope that when you hear us today telling our stories and talking about the campaign, that you will pick up the phone and make that appointment. Being in this job, I do see so many people that maybe waited for whatever reason, you know, to make that appointment, and then they end up being a later stage if something is wrong. And again, no one can force you to go to that appointment, so you have to be your own health advocate. And my other message would be, Katie and I were talking earlier about pinkwashing and what happens in October with all the marketing campaigns and things. And know who you're supporting. Know how that business is giving back. Know where the money's going and how it's being used. Because we know with Panera, right, that they're picking local organizations that are helping local families. So when you want to order bagels for your entire staff, right, do a big order for the entire staff to kick off Breast Cancer Awareness Month, you know that you're supporting your local community. The bagels are delicious. People are going to be happy, and you're doing a good thing for your community.
And how can our listeners help? As you mentioned, you're there 52 weeks a year. How can our listeners help?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, you know, we get a lot of attention, a lot of press and things in October, but the important thing is that we are there all year long for our families. You can check out pinkribbongirls.org, our website. Check out our Facebook page, Pink Ribbon Girls. We always have volunteer opportunities, ways to get involved. And if you go into Panera and pick up a bagel, tell them thank you. Thank you for choosing a local community, right? Those team members that are there that are working to do this, they love to hear that. So we love to go in and visit stores, and we ask those people that love those bagels, take a second and say thank you. And know that that money is staying here local, that is going to help a family that is in one of the darkest, scariest times of their lives.
All right, good. And Katie, why should our listeners come out and support this campaign? Why should they visit their Panera Bread to support?
Well, you know, just to reiterate, come and get your bagels. Not only can you purchase bagels, though, but at every register in all of our 27, soon to be 28, Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky Panera Breads, you can put your extra change in our coin boxes at every register. So all of that money goes back to the Pink Ribbon Girls as well. So buy your bagels and drop your change, and it'll all go back to the local community.
All right. Well, thank you so much, ladies, for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you so much, Rodney.